In our lesson today, I'm going to attempt to complete verse 3 of the 23rd chapter in the book of Psalms. Psalms 23 is one of the most recognizable psalms in the world today. Today, I'm going to start on the last part of verse 3. It reads like this: He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, sheep are creatures of habit. If left to themselves, they will follow the same trails until they become ruts. They will graze the same hills until they turn into a desert wasteland. They would pollute their own ground until it is corrupt with disease and parasites. Many of the world's finest sheep ranches have been ruined beyond repair by overgrazing. You remember how that the cattle ranchers in the Old West vehemently hated the sheep ranchers. They thought that the sheep ranchers were ruining their ranges, overgrazing the range and ruining their grass. This kind of reminds me of when I first got saved. I was going to a church that it appeared to me that the preacher continued to graze in the same pastures of the Word of God, week in and week out. No matter what verse he read, he always came back with the same sermon. Listen at Hebrews, the 6th chapter, in the 3rd verse. Paul said this: "And this we will do if God permits." He was not trying to discount the doctrines of Christ on repentance from dead work or of faith toward God. He wasn't trying to belittle the doctrine of baptism or even the resurrection of the dead. Paul preached that plenty. And Paul wasn't trying to leave off preaching about the judgment. But he was saying that you don't have to preach your congregation to repentance every week. You know what God told the children of Israel when they had been compassing a mountain for many days? You can read about it in Deuteronomy. God said, "You have compassed this mountain long enough." They had gone round and around that mountain, not making any headway, not going forward, just going in circles. Listen again to what Paul said in Hebrews chapter 6. "Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God." He says we need to move on. We've already got the foundation. Let's don't keep building again and again the foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. He's already there. It's time to build something on that foundation. Don't just talk about sin and judgment. Don't just tell me what you don't believe in. Tell me what you do believe in. We knew what sin was. What we really wanted to know is there victory over sin? Will he give me the strength to overcome the sin that's in my life? Listen to what Paul says again while talking to the Philippians. He says, "Brethren, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me." He told the Hebrews, "Do we need to move on?" He told the Philippians, "I'm reaching for that which is out in front of me. I'm not going to be able to just sit still. I want to grow in grace." Oh, my friend, this word, this blessed book called the Bible, has a world of resources for your soul. You will never go hungry if you'll just keep marching through this book, line after line, verse after verse, chapter after chapter. Rotate your grazing in the Word of God. You know, that's the key to having healthy sheep. is to keep them on the move. Don't let them stay in one place grazing too long. If you do that, what they are getting from the overgrazed fields is low in nutrients.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.